This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Last week at this time, Member Care's Scott Hollinger was talking with Diane and Cheryl, who set up an organization. Actually, a national network of parents of cross-cultural Christian workers. One of the subjects they touched on was how the young cross-cultural Christian worker overseas can keep in touch with parents who happen to be just a little bit older, who are back home. There's email, and there's Skype, and other wonders of modern technology. Now, those mostly use computers. And, well, that could be a problem. Not everyone is comfortable around a computer. What can we do about that? Well, let's refresh our memories a little bit, and let's go back to some of that conversation from last week, and then we'll continue with Scott and Diane and Cheryl.
I think it's really important for older parents to be willing to try new things. Everything I know about technology, I've pretty much taught myself, and I can do a lot of things, but there are things beyond me, and I think other parents find themselves in the same situation, but at a little bit lower level. They really need someone to come in, you know, get it set up, get it purchased, mm-hmm. get it set up, and then show them how to use it mm-hmm. and be available to help them if something goes wrong. But once you start someone emailing or Skyping or Facebooking mm-hmm. or whatever, they won't want to quit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We watched Connie's excitement when she came to later right. meetings, and she was really excited that she was doing it. But I think that's a good point, that the Christian worker might enlist someone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or the agency or the church.
And right. you may have to come alongside right. and coax and nudge mm-hmm. the parents if there's that right. reluctance, because it's critical. And it's, you know, I feel sad for the families 50 years ago who were separated by the miles.
But yeah, and I would say to the parents who haven't tried it yet, try it. I don't know how to communicate, but the relief or the satisfaction that I would experience after, say, you know, a half hour on Skype with my daughter when I hadn't heard from her for the last couple of weeks was just amazing.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
When you can, every mother knows this, when you can see mm-hmm. your child and hear their voice and look in their eyes, you know how they're doing. And so to be able to do that thousands of miles distance mm-hmm. is fabulous.
Mm-hmm. It's such a gift mm-hmm. from God. We have to.
Yeah. And do you remember the story in here that was so good about the grandmother
hospital stay?
Yeah. Her daughter, the Christian mm-hmm. worker, had to go to the hospital, and there were two grandchildren at home, and the husband Skyped the grandmother here in the States. And in the course of that conversation, the grandmother asked how the kids were doing, and they were very sad. And so she read a favorite storybook to the littlest one and the older one listening.
Mm-hmm. Showed the pages.
Showed the pictures. And
that's great.
Just got everybody all calmed down.
That's
thousands
great.
Of miles apart.
Yeah. Right.
That's fabulous.
That's a great story. Frida
it is.
Wrote
it
that
is.
Story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that makes it hard for Christian workers to launch their overseas careers with everything really intact with mom and dad is the fact that they are in a stage of life when it's their job to separate. So we often think when somebody is 21, they're an adult. So we develop and we mature until we're 21, and then there's this plateau that we're adults, you know, everybody's equally adult the rest of their lives. And the fact is that I believe in the decade of the 20s, young people are still trying to search out their identity, separate from mom and dad. And so there's a natural tendency to sort of
pull away.
And meanwhile, the parents are adjusting with having to let go of the children they've invested the last 20 years of their lives in, mm-hmm. sacrificing out their ears. And when the thousands of miles are introduced to the scene, it's awkward for everybody, even if you live in the same town. And it's more awkward if your daughter moves to Oklahoma. But if your son or daughter is moving to China or Bosnia, it's really threatening. And so nobody has their adult roles worked out yet at this time of separation. And so it's kind of complicated. And the wisdom is that young people don't actually begin to understand their parents and identify with them until they're around 30. We think that, okay, you're 21, so we're all adults. No, it really, they become more on the same level when they start to have their own families and they start to regard their parents more as human beings, I suppose.
And
during these early years, there's this natural developmental struggle going anyway. And when the decision for overseas Christian work is made at that developmental stage, then I think that contributes to the confusion, which would probably be one of the reasons why this needs special attention. We need special tools, special help from organizations, et cetera, to help bridge that and make sure that the communication's pretty clear and issues are addressed, because it's sort of a landmine waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. We found from our work at conventions and meeting with recruits and some parents that it's often handled badly.
We're talking to both the parents and the kids who are the Christian workers right now.
Right.
So who does it fall onto? Does it fall onto the parents to confront the child? Or if we're talking to these kids who are Christian workers right now, who are out there, and as we might say, bongo land, if they're hearing this, are we telling them, hey, look, you need to talk to your parents? Who are we talking about? Who can we look to?
I think we're talking to everybody.
Okay.
I think there's a role here. We think there is a role for the parents, responsibilities on the parents, and they need to be aware and informed, and that's our main emphasis. There is a role for the sending churches and organizations to be facilitator of solid relationships and communication. And there's some responsibility on the young people to stop and think about their parents' experience.
I would say
if everybody steps up to the plate and does their part, things should go well. But I wouldn't see that anybody has the most responsibility.
No, I don't think so. I think it's very helpful. It was helpful to me as a parent to realize, although I was looking back at it when we talked about this issue, this decade of the 20s, but that is exactly what my experience was. Like I said, my daughter married young at 20 and left for the field at 23. I had a hard time letting go anyway, which I also worked on in a counseling setting, and that was very helpful to me. But I really wanted this connection with my children. And the fact that she was at that developmental time where she was going off and pulling away and doing her own thing, which was all appropriate. But I think I had this underlying fear that because she was going so far, she was going to be immersed in another culture. She was going to learn to speak another language. She was going to have incredible experiences that I would hear about some of them, but I would never get to experience them with her or know exactly what those were like. And so there was this huge gap, and I was so afraid that I would never get that relationship back again.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about in another segment about saying goodbye well, you know, like she did the right things to help me as her mom say goodbye to her. So I think that's the responsibility of the worker, is to respect the parent and the parent's experience and do what you can to make it good.
Yeah.
The parent has the responsibility of saying, I want a relationship with you no matter where you go in this world, and I will learn whatever it is I need to learn so that I can have that.
I think one of the pivotal issues has been that parents are reluctant to speak up and say what they want. And just like Connie, can I do that? Can I ask for some of your time? So there are many places that we can enter this system, but our particular effort has been to enter at the parent side, because the parents are afraid if they would say, well, this hurts when you leave, that people would say they're not enthusiastic about God's work. And so getting the parents to speak up and say, I need some support. I'm afraid of losing our connection. I like an arrangement for staying in touch and like a little bit of your time. And I think that the sending agencies can help them Christian worker, be sensitive, and ministries like ours can help the parents speak
right.
up, and mm-hmm. and together we get the job done.
And also, I'd like to say to workers who are out there who maybe did not leave things well at home, that it's never too late. One thing we've learned a lot from Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend mm-hmm. is that God's word has so many directives for us that are just, they just work. And so if you haven't been speaking the truth in love to your parents, if you haven't been respecting their position in your life, if you start doing the right things, one individual in a relationship starts doing the right things, mm-hmm. there's a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. And yeah. other people over time usually respond in a positive manner.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And the relationship mm-hmm. will change. So it's never, never, mm-hmm. never too late.
And everybody does their part.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. but even just the one person right. starting.
Right. Let it begin with me.
It has mm-hmm. to start with someone. And if it's you, mm-hmm. so be it. Go for
the
it.
Parent or the sending organization.
Yeah.
Let it start.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Scott and Diane and Cheryl. We'll look forward to your next visit when we can learn some more about how we can perhaps improve the relationships between the cross-cultural Christian worker overseas and their parents who are back home. By the way, remember their website is www.pomnet.org. That's www.pomnet.org. You'll find more information there.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.